Hey everybody, it's Brancacina back again with another BK's Bullets. Hope you guys enjoyed the ones I put out last time. Hope you enjoyed Comic Timing 100 Part 1 and Duh, as well as our last Review Corner 101. And I hope you enjoyed the Detective one I did on Detective Comics. That was awesome. But this time I want to just cover Booster Gold really quickly. Hopefully, you know, maybe short 10-15 minutes. Hopefully not too long. We'll see as we get going, but I was talking about it on Comic Timing 101, which kind of what made me go back and reread it. It's got 27 issues out currently, and you know, just off to a strong start with Booster Gold number 1 back in 2007, 52 pickup. I think it came out right as 52 ended, in the midst of countdown and stuff. Written by Jeff Johns and Jeff Katz. Jeff Katz, I don't think he's done much since. But art by Dan Jurgens and Norm Ratman, which I think is the definitive team on this book. Dan Jurgens we all know from Death of Superman, but we also know him from Zero Hour, Crisis in Time, as well as the Battle for Bloodhaven, and he did a Nightwing run with Marv Wolfman more recently, so check him out on that. But really, this Booster Gold is where I really began to love his work. I had read Death of Superman before this came out, but it's his work here that really made me stand up and take notice that this guy's good, and this guy's been good for a really long time. And because he's a more traditional artist, and he's just consistent, and he's monthly, I think people don't take notice of him. They don't recognize him for the quality that he puts out month to month to month. You know, Booster Gold's never been a book that's been excessively late, or, you know, had a big-time superstar artist on it. But, you know, I think, like Blue Beetle, it's just one of those books that comes out month to month to month that DC doesn't put their foot behind. That's a consistently good story that, you know, will fall away at the wayside when it comes time to start up new books and you gotta cull things. I think this book's gonna go the way of Blue Beetle, you know, in a couple months. Especially now that Dan Jurgens is leaving and Keith Giffen is jumping back on or something like that. We kind of discussed this a little bit in Comic Timing 101, so I won't repeat myself there. But, you know, just my worry from that episode kind of want to made me reread this, so here goes. You know, 52 Pickup is the first story arc, and the second story arc is the Blue and Gold. And both of these are in trade, so that's basically 12 issues. Now, it's not 1 to 12. It's the first story arc is 1 to 6, and then the second story arc starts with Booster Gold number 0, which is a 0 hour time in. You get the origin of Booster Gold, and then goes, you know, 0, 7, 8, 9, 10, and then goes not to 11, not to 12, goes to Booster Gold 1 million from the DC 1 million crossover a few years back. So, and you're kind of going, why is that? Well, Booster Gold now is the greatest hero you've never heard of. And how is he that? He's a total jackass. We read him in 52. Well, if you read him in 52, you realize he saved 52 multiverses, universes, or whatever it is. So, he's kind of a time-traveling hero now, and he's kind of playing up the dumb fool act as it's kind of a secret identity, which is a really cool twist that Jeff Johns and Jeff Katz put into this character, and kind of, you know, and it makes him less of a jerk too. It's Booster at the beginning of the series. I want to say he's still a little bit of that asshole from, you know, from the beginning of 52, and still a little bit of the hero from the end once he figured out what was going on. But he's still coming into his own. But you know, I can actually stand to read him, which is a great improvement. But by the end of the second arc in issue number 10, or 1 million or whatever, he's really a different guy. Really a different guy. And that's the Booster Gold that I latched onto and said, you know, I want to follow this guy. So, standout issues. I got to say, number 2, where Booster Gold goes back and talks to Sinestro when he's still a Green Lantern, that was a standout issue. Number 5, definitely. If you just kind of want to get a feel on this series, and just kind of take its pulse, check out Booster Gold number 5. It's Booster Gold in the midst of the Killing Joke, trying to stop Joker from hurting Barbara Gordon. Really, really standout issue. which, you know, and I think that's the issue I waited for, and then it made me stand up and take notice that this is a series to watch. Definitely, definitely. And then, so that kind of, Jeff Johns, Jeff Katz jump off with, unofficially the 12th issue, but really issue 1 million. And then Chuck Dixon jumps on for two issues, 11 and 12, both of which we covered, I think, in our first review corner a year or so back. So he jumps on, kind of sets some things in motion for the next arc. We got a two-issue fill-in by Rick Remender and Pat Olief with Jerry Ordway on inks, featuring Starro, which is kind of cool, but not really necessary to the overall storyline. And then we get the Reality Lost arc, which I was kind of iffy first time going through it. But once we kind of kept going through it and it kind of wrapped up, you know, once it got to issue 18, 19, and 20, that's when I really was like, alright, this is a cool story. Basically, it's about Booster has to recover these knives from different time eras, and he's kind of being led through the timeline by these knives. And these knives are kind of, they are set up in Booster Gold 11 and 12. So it's interesting that Chuck Dixon kind of, you know, did Dan Jurgens a favor, because as of 15, Dan Jurgens jumps on as writer and artist, as well as Norm Ratman on finishes or inks or however they term their partnership. But kind of nice Chuck Dixon to, you know, write a story that actually mattered, you know. And nice of him to do Dan Jurgens a favor like that. So, you know, that storyline wraps up with 19 or 20. Yeah, with 19. And then after 19, I would say you need to go over to Brave and the Bold. There's one issue in there with Booster Gold and Magog that Sean and Jim covered on Raging Bullets a little while back that was, you know, doesn't really fit into the continuity, but I think if you put it in between 19 and 20, it'll fit in quite nicely. There's not really any connections between the three issues. 20 is a fill-in with Pat Olief. I forget who the writer is, but that issue came out of Booster Gold that month when, you know, the regular Booster Gold team was on Brave and the Bold doing that fill-in. So that was kind of interesting that month, actually getting two issues of a series I loved. Booster Gold 21 through 25 is a storyline called Day of Death, and I think that trade's actually been solicited in the January previews. So go and check that out if you haven't got it read yet. And that's kind of cool. It's basically Booster Gold going back in time, fighting against the Black Beetle, who we met in the first storyline, as well as this one, and kind of stopping him from killing not just Batman, but Dick Grayson. So it involves Dick Grayson as Batman in 21, go back and save the Titans in 22. We get a weird future in 23 and 24. And then back to the present day with Dick and Damian as Batman and Robin in 25. It was a really cool issue. And then as of 21, the Blue Beetle backup starts. And for me, the Blue Beetle backup didn't really start clicking until we hit issue 24 and 25 of Booster Gold. Kind of got past that initial arc in the backups of the weird robots. But Mike Norton does the art in those. And then 24 and 25, the backups of Blue Beetle are actually a fight with Black Beetle. So it kind of ties into what's going on in Booster Gold, which is really neat. And then what's even better is that there's no backups at all with Blue Beetle in 26 and 27, the Blackest Night tie-ins, because you have Mike Norton doing half of the art in both issues, and because, you know, it's a team-up between Blue Beetle and Booster Gold. It was simply fantastic. So, really loved that issue. So that's Booster Gold in a nutshell. Sorry for a little shorter 10-minute quick bite. So go check that out if you haven't read it. Really a standout series, kind of underestimated at the moment, and now's the time to check it out before it all changes and get a different writer and artist team on it. Because Dan Jurgens, when he came on, just knocked it out of the park as far as writing. You know, I thought maybe the writer-artist thing would hurt a little as far as, you know, scheduling and shipping and timing and just flow. But really, he, you know, the flow is great from issue number 1 to number 27, 28, which are on now. You know, and Dan Juergens and Norm Ratman being the artists on that really helped that along. So go check out Booster Gold, and we'll see you next time.